Mayor Ray Nagin laid out his blueprint for rebuilding New Orleans on Monday, accepting most of the recommendations of the Blue Ribbon Bring New Orleans Back Commission. The mayor walked a fine line through the contentious issue of rebuilding homes in devastated neighborhoods. Owners would not be prevented from rebuilding in areas hardest hit by flooding, but they would have to assume the risk of rebuilding themselves. He rejected the commission's recommendation that neighborhoods prove their viability before public services would be provided, but the mayor offered no specific plans for how he would be able to pay for those services. Nagin also called for the creation of a new school board appointed by the mayor and governor, the creation of a joint charity VA teaching hospital, the consolidation of the 7 assessors into one office, and the merging of the civil and criminal sheriff's offices. Here are excerpts from Nagin's speech.
I am going to do something that I normally hate to do. I'm going to read from the script.
Thank you.
It's clear to me the committee's interest here was to rebuild neighborhoods and to protect citizens from investing in property that may not be safe either because of its vulnerability to reflooding or because it may not be eligible for flood insurance in the future. However, as I have said many times before, I'm throwing out the recommendation for the moratorium on permits because I have confidence that our citizens can intelligently decide for themselves where they want to rebuild once presented with the facts. I believe government's investment should follow citizens' investments. I am also eliminating the recommendation that the 50% neighborhood viability test standard. The neighborhood planning process will ultimately determine which areas are restored. As we all know, New Orleans is protected by a comprehensive levee system. This system is currently being redesigned and constructed better than what we had when Katrina arrived. I am more confident every day from my briefings and inspections that we will be safer this hurricane season. However, I want to caution all residents that after much probing and questioning, the Army Corps of Engineers has warned me that some of our lowest lying areas of New Orleans East and the lower Ninth Ward will have some flooding from levees overtopping if another hurricane travels along the same path as Katrina. Even with the restoration of higher, better fortified levees, this challenge is correctable, but it will not be fixed for probably another year or two. That's why it's important that you, as citizens, have the option of rebuilding on your own or taking advantage of the buyout options in the failed levee homeowner recovery program I pioneered. As you may recall, this program offers grants of up to $150,000. Once these areas become safer, if you choose to take that option, you will have first option to move back into your neighborhoods. I also support the enhancements made by the LRA housing plan of 20,000 rental units and low to moderate income housing. That is also supported by our regional leadership. Several weeks ago, on February 16th, I traveled to Washington, D.C. with the governor, members of the LRA, and several metropolitan presidents. We participated in announcing the president's request for an additional $4.2 billion in CDBG funds. The assistant HUD secretary said during the announcement that if the state submitted an acceptable plan, that the already approved $6.2 billion that money would be released in 30 days. We are now past that time from that announcement. I strongly urge the state to expedite its formal plan submission to HUD and release these funds as soon as possible to homeowners and rental property owners. The initial $6.2 billion is more than enough to fund the regionally supported failed levees homeowner recovery program. I don't understand this delay. Mississippi has submitted their plan. and it is approved by HUD. Our people need these dollars desperately. I am asking the state to resolve this matter within 30 days. Our people have waited too long for these dollars. I also support the efforts of the LRA to find the dollars necessary in working with the City Council within the CDBG money as well as other dollars to support the very vital neighborhood by neighborhood planning process that we are started up. With rents escalating due to the housing shortage, I want to make a commitment to affordable housing, and I plan to designate no less than 25% of CDBG funds to low and moderate income housing. In addition, I will push hard for 33% low to moderate income housing for working people in most neighborhoods throughout the city. I am also committed to protecting historic districts and plan to push for federal and state tax credits for historic residential rehabilitation in Jackie Clarkson Claps. I am committing funding to the restoration and maintenance of existing parks. As for creating new parks and open spaces, that will be part of the neighborhood planning process and is vital to future flood protection. I do not support expropriating properties for this purpose and will only use these powers for blight removal. Citizens in their golden years are some of our most valuable residents. They were hard hit by Hurricane Katrina. I will push for the development of continuing care retirement communities to provide assisted and independent living for all of our senior citizens. I also support the committee's recommendation for light rail transit, first connecting the airport to the CBD and to New Orleans East. Finally, I am in agreement with the committee's establishment of an independent, autonomous Crescent City Recovery Corporation to implement these plans. This secures transparency and integrity in our rebuilding process. I will address this more in detail in my implementation plan. This committee's recommendations offer a solid framework for rebuilding using a neighborhood planning process that puts the decisions where it belongs, in the hands of the residents. Thank you. In terms of infrastructure, my overarching goals here is safety. Right now, we're installing locks and floodgates at the canals, and Mr. Go, that can be closed during a storm. We're also installing a weir that is 25 feet above sea level as an immediate protection measure. I support the medium-term closing of the Mystico and relocating those affected businesses utilizing federal mitigation dollars. However, whether or not we close Mystico isn't the total answer to flood protection. Restoring our coastline, our coastal wetlands, is the real solution to our ultimate storm surge protection. Several key recommendations of this committee are already being implemented. For example, the Corps' construction of gates and pumps at the mouth of the canals, locks at the industrial canals, and strengthening the levees. I am briefed every other week by the Corps, and I perform periodic on-site inspections. By June 1st, the start of hurricane season, the levee fortification should be complete. Temporary locks and pumps should be installed. In phase two, we should have floodgates installed at the Mystico and Industrial Canal. And in phase three, permanent installation of locks at the mouth of the canal at Lake Pontchartrain. But the most important issue, I reiterate, is the restoration of the coastal wetlands. And I urge Congress to share with us offshore oil and gas revenues. This is consistent with other states receive and would position us to self-fund all of our coastal restoration. I am proposing that we have state legislation for a city-run school system that operates under one governing body. This governing body would be an appointed board with three appointees by the governor, three appointees by the mayor, and one independent appointee. I recommend this reform measure have a sunset of approximately 5 years. However, I am very sensitive to the citizens' right to choose the leadership of their school system. Therefore, I believe we should allow the people to decide this matter on a fall ballot. I am also requesting that the state, if this goes forward, absorb the district's current debt service during this recovery period and increase the MFP formula to ensure optimal teacher-pupil ratios and that adequate resources are focused in the classroom. We currently have a three-headed monster right now, with the Louisiana Recovery Authority having 100 schools, with the school board having about 8 to 12 schools, and with the charter schools having their own set. This is not going to work if we're going to really rebuild this city the way we need to. I fully support the committee's recommendations of community-based clinics. I also support a joint venture with Equal Governance to develop a modern, combined charity and VA, Veterans Administration, teaching hospital with the private sector as an active participant in a full development of the medical district we've all longed for. I want to eliminate the current two-tiered healthcare system and promote one that makes healthcare accessible, equal, and affordable for all people. The time now is for a fair, hard assessment on what we can afford and what we cannot afford. For instance, moving to one assessor has been reported to save the city almost $1 million a year. To accomplish consistency in this objective, I support the eventual consolidation to one assessor. We should also put this on the fall ballot and let the people decide. I also support the consolidation of the criminal and civil sheriff offices to put us in sync with just about every other parish in the state. Again, let's put this on the ballot and let the people decide. I also support consolidating police districts with law enforcement authority within the NOPD. We are already working on a shared regional criminal database, training facilities that are shared, a shared DNA laboratory. This is our best opportunity to fully coordinate all law enforcement agencies in order to maintain our current status as one of the safest urban cities in America. In the area of economic stability, stabilization, first and foremost is workforce development. We need, as our first priority, to get jobs for our citizens and workers for our businesses, utilizing workforce investment funding from the U.S. and Louisiana Department of Labor. The plan includes, first, a one-stop website for returning and displacing residents to place resumes or to register for work. Two, an aggressive outreach campaign to inform citizens all over the nation of job availability here in New Orleans. Three, continuing and expanding the Louisiana Swift bus service to provide opportunities for city, for citizens, and commuting distances away from New Orleans. Four, identification of incentives in the Gulf Opportunity Zone and work opportunity tax credit legislation for businesses to develop temporary housing solutions for their workers. In terms of preparing New Orleans to participate in the economic recovery of our city, the economic stabilization component of the plan calls for the development of a construction trade skill training partnership and specialized training programs in construction, historic preservation, and other trades relating to building. The community and technical colleges will play a critical role And our plan is to provide temporary dormitories at Delgado Community College and other training sites to encourage displaced residents interested in new skill development to return for training. Because so many of our professionals are unable to return, economic stabilization includes implementation of a Return to New Orleans incentive program to provide signing bonuses, housing subsidies in the form of first and last month rent, and a temporary public service employment support program that provides unemployed professionals with income for temporary work while local government and nonprofits involved in rebuilding. Additionally, recommendations of the Workforce Development Subcommittee to strengthen the Workforce Investment Board to create a regional workforce collaborative to recruit displaced workers and establish a higher education consortium and also include in the plan, and the Workforce Development Board and Job One are already working with other workforce boards in the region and the State Department of Labor to assess emergency workforce development funds and implement a comprehensive regional strategy to get workers for business and jobs for citizens. Economic stabilization also includes maximizing reconstruction opportunities for local firms. It establishes policy that requires local participation as recommended by the Small Business Subcommittee, as well as participation of minority and women-owned businesses in all public spending. A senior-level advisor in the Office of Economic Development at the city will be appointed to work with local, state, and federal agencies that are awarded reconstruction contracts to set appropriate goals for local, minority, and women-owned business participation in accordance with local, state, and federal regulations. Additionally, the Neighborhood Builders Program, recommended by the Small Business Subcommittee, is a key component of the plan to increase the capacity of local and smaller contractors and to better ensure their participation in the rebuilding of New Orleans. In terms of income for our citizens, the economic stabilization component of the plan includes implementation of a living wage policy for all reconstruction contracts awarded by city agencies or benefited from government funding. In marketing the tourist industry, we will invest in the recommended Convention Incentive Fund, the New Orleans Convention Centers and Visitors Bureau Operations, the New Orleans Tourist Marketing Corporation, the Audubon Institute, and the cruise ship, maybe not the Audubon Institute, and the cruise ship terminal. Just kidding. You know, I couldn't resist. We cannot go back to a city of haves and have-nots. To address the issue of poverty and reduce the economic disparity in New Orleans, the plan includes expansion of financial literacy, financial counseling, free tax preparation programs, and working with banks and credit unions to offer and market low-cost checking and saving accounts and credit builder programs. We have the opportunity now to create and fund also, which I'm really excited about this possibility, a strong citywide individual development account program, IDA, as recommended by the Total Community Action Poverty Reduction Plan. This allows for using CDBG funds to help employers provide benefit programs for low to moderate income workers that match employee savings toward the purchase of a home, an education, a small business, or some asset that helps them to become self-sufficient. And to better ensure successful outcomes of the IDA program, the plan for reducing economic disparity includes creation and implementation of a major low to moderate income home ownership partnership. Additionally, the plan for reduction of economic disparities includes supporting the development of an economic equity fund to support minority businesses and community economic development. BNOB Commission Co-Chair Barbara Major, along with members of the African American business community, are meeting with funders and have met with funders and investors across the country, and they're in the process of finalizing and trying to raise a $15 million equity fund that provides loans, equity capital, subordinate debt, real estate financing, micro-lending, and resources for community economic development for our community. They have $5 million in commitments thus far, and I am supporting this effort as an institutional model for reducing economic disparity. New Orleans' legacy to the history of this country can not only be the site of the worst natural disaster in American history. We have an opportunity now to create a legacy as a city that developed the institutional model for reducing economic disparity. The city that took an extraordinary and an intentional step toward the closing the gap between the income, assets, and earnings of all people. The task ahead is one that has not been faced before in the history of this country. No one organization has all the resources, and no one entity has the wealth of experience and expertise that will be required to rebuild New Orleans. It will take every tool, every policy, every authority, and every resource that we can muster, both public and private, working in a coordinated effort to implement this task. It is time for implementation. And as we move to implementation, I want to make sure the next steps are very clear for everyone. I will, by executive order, set up a steering implementation committee made up of several members on the BNO, Bring Back New Orleans Commission, and other members from the community. I will also set up a financial oversight committee similar to what ULI recommended. The oversight will be for federal dollars only. Recommendation will be taken from the congressional delegation, submitted to the president, from our state legislators, submitted to the governor, and from the city council and citizens group, submitted to the mayor. No one will have total control of this committee. We will work with the LRA on setting up the Crescent City Recovery Authority to manage this awesome project. I am also extending the neighborhood planning deadline by 30 days. Hopefully we can get that planning done by the end of June. Ladies and gentlemen, it will take each one of us to pull this off. But if we work together, we can achieve great things, and we can make this thing happen. Thank you very much for your attention.
Mayor Ray Nagin delivering his plan to rebuild the city of New Orleans this past Monday, March 20th. In the next segment of Community Gumbo, reaction to the mayor's plan by citizens.